Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Podcast, and I'm Havala. I'm so excited that you're joining me today because, well, I've got some really amazing things to share with you. Now, you may have noticed we have new music because every year at my birthday, I like to think of it as a brand new podcast year. So we spruced it up a little, we added a little music, and the goal is just to have a refresher to start this whole year of podcasting. You know, everywhere I go, you guys talk to me about my podcast, and that means a ton to me. Sometimes I forget. I think because I'm not online or I'm not seeing comments all the time, I forget that you guys are so good at listening to this podcast and you use it and you depend on it. In fact, I just ran into a woman at another church and she ran up to me and she said, "You don't understand. Your podcast is what gets me through some of the biggest crisis in my life." And it just made me feel so, well, so motivated to give you guys more of what's working for me in my everyday life as a Jesus-following, Bible-believing, Spirit-filled Christian. So again, I'm really glad that you're joining me today. Now, we over at the Cunnington House am having quite a crazy season. I know you guys always must be thinking, "Are you serious, Havala? Feels like your whole life is crazy. Like when do you slow down? Are you serious?" But I want you to understand, for me, I do pretty well when the chaos is out of my home. But when the chaos is in my home, that's when I start to climb the walls. I don't know if you're like that. I'm like that. Like, I can do chaos as long as I can leave the party early. I can't leave the party early. I start to feel a little overwhelmed. And we are renovating our home. And for those of you that have kind of been on this journey with Ben and I and the boys, we've really asked God some key things about our season and what works for us as a family and where we want to be in the next couple of years. And we have been trying to follow the Lord's leading, all while saying, "Our house is really small, God, and we don't have a pool, and we need something different." Not that a pool is that glamorous. Let me tell you, if you don't live where we live, it may seem like really extravagant. But you have to understand, where we live, because of the temperature, I mean, we had over 100 for weeks at a time where we are in California, and water is our only relief. And most of my friends have pools. Every home in our area usually has a pool. So the fact that we've never had a pool in 15 years of marriage and living in Reading for 7 years is kind of unthinkable. And honestly, my mom and dad had a pool. So anytime we needed that, we'd run over there and swim when the kids were little. But now they don't live in town and we live over here. And so that's how it works. So we've been kind of pushing God on some things, like, "Okay, God, we're done. We get it. We got the message. Can we do something different?" So we started looking at homes, looking for what might fit our needs. And we even put an offer on 2 different homes 6 months apart. Like, "Okay, this home will work. Let's put an offer." And both times the owners didn't even bat an eye. They didn't even respond. It was like, "Nope, we're not going to take your offer seriously." And then we went out and we bought land. We purchased land, which happened to become available at a very inexpensive price. And Ben's best friend and his family were building next door to us. And so our goal was to have properties together. It still is. But with the economy, with the fires in Reading, with the contractors that are not hungry right now in our city because of all of the damage and things that need to be built, we just found that it was an uphill battle, and it was a battle that we weren't really ready to embark upon, because we felt that maybe we were investing too much in the wrong season. And so we pulled the plug on the project, paused with the land. We stopped looking for a home, and we decided to invest some of our equity into our home to replenish some things that needed to be redone that had been worn down for the last, 5 years we've lived in this home, and to expand a few areas. So we're changing our little patio to a new office and podcasting space. So this should be the last time I'm podcasting from my chair in my bedroom. And we're redoing the flooring and the countertops and a few things that's just going to refresh. I don't have a pantry, so we're going to move the washer and dryer around and throw in a pantry in that room. So we're just doing a few things to get us through this season. And then, God willing, we're going to get a pool. So that's still up in the air a little bit, because at one point the guy said, oh yeah, the pool doesn't have to be any further than 5 feet from the main road. And then he came back and said, actually, it's 20 feet. So now we're trying to decide, how do we fit a pool in this little space? So we'll figure it out. It'll all work out. But right now I'm literally in my bedroom, and there is a construction zone all around me. But I've got to keep going and talk to you, because there's things I want to share with you, and I haven't had a chance to catch up. And my goal in 2020 is to spend time with you consistently. I have this passion to walk you through some of the things that are critical to your development and your life. And I want to be that person that tells you the things that you want to hear. You want to know how to do certain things, but also the things you need to hear in a world that's vying for your attention, that is kind of preaching sloppy grace, and maybe even the uncertainty of Jesus. And I am not confused. I'm not confused about the Bible. I'm not confused about who Jesus was. I'm not confused about the choice that I've made for my eternal salvation. I'm not confused about the call in my life. And I want to help you in your uncertainty, because I have people in my world that I'm always like, okay, I'm feeling a little uncertain what I do. And they're like, I'm not confused. So that's the people we need in our life. And I want to give that to you. So with all of that said, today I want to share something that I'm really excited about, and bring you in on the journey that I've been working on for the last couple years, but really at this moment, something that I can give to you. You know, if you followed Havilah, I like calling her in third person, I'm not sure, but if you followed our lives and you followed Truth to Table, then you know that every single January, we put out a free online global Bible study for anyone that wants to participate. It's kind of like our free gift to the world around us. So we film videos, we put them up online. I sit at my kitchen table 7 to 8 minutes a day, and I walk you through a brand new devotional that I put together for you. One of the key components to this Bible study is that we don't require you to have a book to do the Bible study. We don't require you to invest any income to the Bible study. The goal is just to sit at our table and to learn. And if you want to get the most out of the Bible study, of course, the book is critical to that, but it's not pivotal. You know, like, you don't have to have it, and it's optional still. And then we also want to start relationship with you in the way that we can serve you through the years. And we want you to get a taste of what we offer you and remind you of kind of the voice that we can be in your life. So that is what happens every January. And we have thousands of people, and I'm not just saying that in an evangelistic way, but we have thousands of people all over the world that pull out their Bibles, pull out their phones, and they sit with us for 15 days in the beginning of the year. From, I think we had about 115 nations last January. So it's just kind of incredible. I like to call it our free online global Bible study. That starts January 1st. So if you are saving a date and you're like, I want to start my year out with God-focused, dream-chasing, knowing what God is saying over my life kind of thing, vision, then you want to sign up for our 2020 January 1st Bible study. And that, if you sign up for that and get all that, the link will be in the show notes. You can click, or you can go to truththetable.com and find out anything you need for this. But as you sign up, then we'll drop an email in your inbox every day to remind you of where we're going and what you need to know. But this year, I am doing a Bible study called I Do Hard Things. I know some of you that are brand new here are like, that is awesome. Those of you that have been with me for a while, you may be thinking, wait a minute, I thought you had a Bible study called I Do Hard Things. Like, I have an old book in my bookcase with I Do Hard Things. Is that the one you're talking about? And it's a yes and a no answer. So, yes, the core concept of the Bible study is in that book. It was written about 5.5 years ago, and I was just coming out of one of the hardest seasons of my life, and I was writing down everything I knew how and needed in that season to give to you. But it's been years since I did that study. And to be honest, I have learned a whole lot about doing hard things over the years. There's something about being in crisis and almost trauma. And it's another thing to walk out of it completely and realize that those steps aren't just ideas. They are critical to making it, to developing your life. And so I went back and I pulled apart every sentence of this book. I threw out sections that I no longer felt was critical to you knowing. And I added other things that I thought if they don't know this, they're not going to make it to do this tough stuff in life. So this book is not just a rebrand. It is a completely rewritten brand new Bible study called I Do Hard Things. And then we added the tag Breaking Free of Fear and Pain. So we added that tagline. It's a Bible study on breaking free of fear and pain because we wanted you to know what you were going to get out of this study. That starts January 1st. It's a video-based Bible study and it's free and you can join us. But if you want the book is available for pre-order. You can go to truthatable.com/IDOHARDTHINGS, I-D-H-T, I-D-I-D-H-T, easy for me to say, and you can order that book right now. Like I said, it's not something you have to have for the Bible study, but it's definitely something you can do on your own with the book. Also, the book itself, I Do Hard Things, you don't need the videos to do the Bible study. So if you're someone who says, I like videos and I like you teaching me through it, but honestly, I want to take it with me. I want to have my own quiet time. I want to read this in the privacy of my own world, and I'd rather lead it myself. Well, that book is perfect for that as well. And this whole book is broken up into three sections. So the first section is all about awareness. It's the idea that we know something needs to change, but we're not quite sure why or where or how. So the first whole week is about awareness, learning that something needs to change. The chapters are simple, like why am I not all right? Or how did I get lost? Or how do I climb out? What's stopping me or what's helping me? So those are the key chapters of week one. And it's about awareness. You know, we get powerful when we get aware. And so that's what this is about. The second week is about responsibility. So once I'm aware of where the deficits are or the areas I need to grow or even the areas I've overcome, now I need to take personal responsibility for my journey. I like to call it like I create my own reality. So what I'm about to do in my life, what I'm going to do in 2020, how I'm living my life, the people in my life, the world that I'm around, I get to make choices that either empower me or disempower me. And when I take full responsibility for my life and my choices and my journey, guess what? I get flippin' powerful. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I'm like, you know what, Havilah? Every relationship, you have a choice. Do you want it or do you not? Every time I'm in, you know, want my spiritual life to grow, I have a choice. Do I want to be spiritually alive or do I not? You know, every time I want a healthy marriage, I can make a choice. Do you just want to get through your marriage or do you want to actually succeed and have a fantastic marriage? I have to make those choices every single day. But when I take that responsibility fully, I have the power to change anything I want to change. When somebody else holds that power, I have to wait for them to participate, and sometimes they don't. So I prefer to look at life that way. And I think we have to. And then number three, week three is all about forgiveness, which is all about releasing shame and blame. So once we become aware of the areas that we need change, then we take full responsibility. Week three is all about forgiveness. How do I forgive myself and how do I forgive others? How do I fix things I can fix and how do I fix things I can't fix? And how do I work with all of that? How do I define my failures? How do I stop living with fear and confusion, breaking free of fear and pain? How do I do that? So like I said, this book is three sections. You can participate in three different ways. You can participate by getting a book and doing it on your own. But if you want to get a pre-sale immediately, you can get that at truththetable.com/IDHT. I do hard things, IDHT, or you can get on our website, you can buy the book, and you can sign up for our January 1st 15-day online Bible study. That's a daily Bible study, video-based, or you can just sign up for the Bible study for free and just hang out with us for 15 days without having the book. So those are your three options, and I hope that you can join us. Now, I want to say something that some of you are going to be like, Havilah, I can't believe you're even bringing this up because it's annoying, because some of you are going to feel like you missed out. And some of you are going to be really excited when I talk about this. But for those of you that have been following us, you'll know that we are hosting our first ever Truth to Table live event. That is going to be hosted in Redding, California on January 11th, 2020. Now, that's the exciting news. The hard news, the horrible news, the depressing news is that that event's already sold out. There is no room for you this time. So I'm so sorry to even bring it up, but I thought it would be confusing if you were following our marketing and you're like, wait a minute, there's an event, there's a Bible study, there's a book. Yes, that is true, all the above, but the event itself is something completely separate. And we're hoping to take those and do a couple more next year. So follow us as we kind of jump into that. But if you're going to the November 11th event, it is going to be based around the I Do Hard Things Bible study, but we're going to add in a whole lot of other things and more activations together. And it's a one-day full experience with worship and Bible studies and activations and community. So it's a power-packed day that is based around the I Do Hard Things teaching, but it's not exactly what the daily videos are. So here is your refresher today before we end, and that is, I'm inviting you to join my 15-day Bible study starting January 1st through January 15th. You can sign up by clicking the show notes and the link in the show notes, or you can go to www.truththetable.com/IDHT. But also you can just follow us because we have a lot of good things coming up when it comes to this Bible study. So invite your friends. It's kind of one of those 15-day studies that's perfect for people that maybe aren't really that religious or spiritual, or maybe it's those that have been in church but aren't in church anymore. It's that kind of study that's ideal. In fact, I was talking to one friend recently and she said, you know, Havilah, I am bringing all my friends to your event because I feel like I can trust you. Like the women that I work with, I'm not going to blow them out of the water and they're going to wonder what I brought them to. But because they're women of faith or, you know, on the sidelines, I feel like I can trust you that you're going to respect their journey and show them how to kind of digest more of a faith-based lifestyle rather than force feed. So that's it for today, you guys. I love you so much. If you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to add those reviews. I know it sounds so dumb. Like, really, Havilah? I've already left a review, or, you know, it looks like you have a lot there. Yes, that is true. We have a fantastic community that really champions us, but that's not how iTunes works. iTunes works by as many reviews as you have, they continue to put it in front of their audience and their listeners. So how can you bless me for my birthday? That was this last week on Thanksgiving Day. My number one birthday gift, go write me a review for this podcast, please. And give me a couple stars and send me some love. And I promise this week I'll curl up in front of my Christmas tree and I'll read your reviews, because I do read each and every one. And that's it. So I love you guys. See you January 1st. And for those of you that already got in, I'll see you January 11th. Bye, you guys.